WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Natalie Migliori. Topping our report this hour, with the threat of the COVID-19 variant first discovered in India, raising concerns that health metrics could go sideways in the coming weeks, the Murphy administration is encouraging the unvaccinated to consider rolling up their sleeves.
Go out and do your part to protect yourself, your family, and your community.
Murphy says there are about 1,500 sites in the state where people can get vaccinated. Currently, there are over 4.8 million people vaccinated right here in New Jersey. As part of the new budget, the state will put $2.5 billion into an account to pay off some of its debt. But it's not yet identifying which bonds will be designated to be retired early. Senator Steve Arojo says that information should be known before the budget is adopted. A new report finds many interstate highways in New Jersey are jammed and in dire need of repair. The report also finds New Jersey has the third highest rate in the nation of interstate highways in poor condition, and 3% of interstate bridges are now rated as structurally deficient. An eSports Innovation Center is coming to Stockton University, a partnership between the institution and the New Jersey Economic Development Authority, which is attempting to make New Jersey a hub for the emerging competitive video gaming industry.
The United States is probably the last market, really, to emerge for esports. It's huge already in Asia and in Europe, and there's events that take place globally all the time.
Stockton plans to get graduates prepared to land a job immediately with technology-dependent esports companies. Pet Cure Oncology is partnering with the North Star Vets Specialty Hospital in Robbinsville to offer high-tech radiation treatments for pets diagnosed with cancer. Even if a pet cannot be put under anesthesia, this collaboration is offering advanced palliative treatments. I'm Natalie Migliori. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Weekday mornings, share your first cup of coffee with Bill Spadia. Watch him on Facebook and listen to him on New Jersey 101.5.
1.5 fast traffic.
Some heavy volume in Monmouth County on the parkway traveling northbound in the express lanes as you go north of exit 109 up towards exit 114. That's all because of construction. Simple way around this, as you come north of the Asbury Tolls, stay to the right, go north in the local lanes. Local lanes, a smooth ride right up into Middlesex County. No complaints up towards the Union Tolls. Southbound Parkway, watch out for maintenance work in the left lane coming down towards exit 129. Eastbound Bay Extension, the turnpike slow from 14 to the Bay Bridge. That's all because of an accident. The right lane is out of service. Still heavy on southbound 9 and South Amboy coming down towards Raritan Street. That's an accident blocking the right lane of travel. Crossing the Hudson, GW Bridge, Lincoln, and Holland Tunnel all in good shape. One note for you on the turnpike on the southbound side, right by exit number 4, there's left lane construction. Traffic every 15 minutes, your next report at 8:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
All Jersey, all the time.
Love your station, listen all day long.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey, water 1.5, instant weather. Pleasant weather will continue right through tomorrow evening. Tonight, clear, again, cool overnight, low 50 to 55. The continued low humidity tomorrow, good deal of sunshine. An afternoon high is 73 to 78. For Friday, more clouds than sun. It'll become a little more humid, high 75 to 80, cooler at the shore. Humid and warmer Saturday, partly sunny, high 83 to 88, closer to 80 degrees at the shore. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
And we are looking at 68 degrees in Ventnor, 72 degrees Vernon, 70 degrees Voorhees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.